Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Can We Be Frank Show here on Universal Collective Network with your host and the crew, Delita Tavares, two old ladies on the couch, and the truck driver. All right, you guys, that was the wrong intro for this show, and please forgive me for that. So if you're out there listening, please call in at, I don't even know my number anymore, you guys. Oh, my God, I forgot my number. Oh, no, I did. I did. 516-481-5736. I guess that's my new number. I want to welcome you to the show. This is just a test. I'm not going to stay on long simply because I have a lot of disruptions and noises. So it's kind of hard to try and do a show without the noises right now. But I'm just kind of hanging out for just a second to see how this works out. I hope everyone is having a good evening. It's 9:37 here in the South. I am hoping you guys are having a great start of your weekend. Look, let me tell you what I did. First of all, I didn't even tell you my name, did I? Anyway, you know. Well, you guys know me. I just started this series called You Can't Clip My Wings, and it's actually a group on Facebook. And You Can't Clip My Wings is almost like a, how do you want to call it, my theme. We go through life and we have dreams and aspirations to do things, and we have things or situations or issues that come into play that keeps us from doing this. So born out of a situation that happened to me, I created this, You Can't Clip My Wings, because I don't like to be pinned down. I don't like for someone to take away my freedom to express who I am and to try to damper my dreams and aspirations. So that derives the Can't Clip My Wings. Now, not only do we have a Facebook page, we also have a website, and it's youcan'tclipmywings.com. I just got it going, so I'm in the process of posting blogs, posting videos, and all that. So I got a lot of work I have to still do with the website, but if you want to go, it's published, you can go and check it out. So I'm just kind of stopping by and letting you guys know that we're out there now, and I'm hoping you guys can hear me. I'm hoping that this can be a start of something that we can learn from. We did this before, a long time ago. We did very, very good with Blog Talk. We did very, very good with the different podcasts that we did. So that's why I thought it would be a good time just to stop by, not to make this a permanent time, but just to stop by and hang out. If you want to call in, it's 516-418-5736, which that seems like that is such a different number from my old number that I had. Maybe they changed it up because, you guys, it has been a while since I've done the show on here. So that might be the new number, I guess. I don't know. I can't even remember my old number. I really can't. I don't know why. Well, that's because I hadn't been on here in a while. But anyway, so in the meantime, what I want to do, I'm going to take a little break. I want to see if my music and stuff still works. So we're going to take a small break, and let's see what happens here. Let's see here. I know what. Okay.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested. So pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
my one. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he's my son. So I can talk to him because he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system. Can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hug, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever true. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you.
Stone and my black brother. Very deep song there. Again, I want to welcome you guys to You Can't Clip My Wings presents Where Do I Start With Podcast. I am your host, Lita, and I just want to hang out for a little bit. Like I said, this is a test show. We have to understand that it's so important that we know when and where to start our journey of forgiveness, living, and learning. So, I want to kind of share a couple of tips that I've been just like kind of listening to and changing how I have to start seeing things and my perception of things. In order for me to grow, you have to make changes. And sometimes it's hard to when you're so used to doing things certain ways. And what I have noticed in the last couple, let's say about maybe about a month or so, that I had to look at me and see what I'm doing that is not conducive to my growth as a person, inside and out. And what I've noticed is that, and I still do it because I'm still in the process of fixing and correcting my behaviors, knowing when to react and when not to react, taking things so personal into heart when sometimes it's not really like that. I guess being able to judge when things are personal and when things just, you know, they are what they are. Some things you can't change. But there are things that you can for yourself, you can correct. You can't correct other people, but you can correct yourself. And I think that's where my journey is learning how to correct myself, learning when to be quiet, learning when to look at things differently. And sometimes it's hard. It's hard when you have always been sitting in a certain way. It's who you are. But in order to grow, you have to change certain things about you. And in about a week, in about a week, I will be turning 57. And I just felt in my heart and in my spirit that I do not want to leave this world angry and mad and just not wanting, just not doing what's right. And I want to leave with a clear conscience, a clear mind, and a clear heart that I've done all I could do, and there's no more I can. So I'm at that point, and I know as I grow and as I move forward to that, because I'm at that point in my mind, but physically, I'm not there. So I'm trying to get there. So this is my journey. This is my journey in moving forward in my life. And when you realize that there are things in your life that you can't control, you only can control you. You have to make decisions. And sometimes those decisions are not so conducive to everything that you've been doing. And it's kind of scary. But if you have faith in yourself and you know you can do it, then it's something to do. But know that change brings upon fear, change, uncertainty, your insecurities start to show. But you have to dig within yourself and understand if there is a change that needs to be made, is it a viable change? Is it a productive change? Is it a change that's going to elevate you opposed to bring you down? And we have to do that. Individually, we have to do that. We have to know what's best for us. And sometimes we don't know because we don't want to know. The fear of the unknown is almost like the greatest fear we can have, is not knowing something or attempting to try to figure out what that thing is or that issue is or the answer is. So we have to come to a point where we have to make that decision for ourselves. We can't do it for anybody else. We have to do it for ourselves. So in the process of me going through my little journey, because I call it a journey, I'm figuring out me. And I can truly say that I get up every morning with the mindset that I still have my doubts about things, but I do have almost like a clear understanding of where I want to go. What is my journey? What is my path? Because of that, it helps me be able to handle my faith. And I know I'm hoping I'm making sense to you as I talk about this. I'm hoping you guys understand what I'm saying when I say this. Getting up every morning and trying to get your day going when you so many other things on your mind, and you have to stay focused on that prize. And sometimes we don't. We get off centered. We start thinking about other things, and then those other things start to crowd out what your focus is supposed to be. And when it that happens, that's when the collapse of whatever you're trying to do takes place. So it's kind of hard sometimes, especially for me, to stay focused. I have issues with staying focused. And a lot of it comes from some mental issues, because I can say that, some mental issues and emotional issues that I as a person deal with. So it kind of sometimes hard for me to stay completely focused. So I work with that every day. And like I said, I'm at a point in my life, I'm at this plateau in my life where I have to concentrate on what I need as a person, as an entrepreneur, as a business person. Even in my personal life, I have to come in and focus on me, because I can't go around fixing problems when I'm not fixed. I can't go around peacemaking everybody when I don't have peace within myself. And when you don't have peace within yourself, how in the world can you really truly help anybody else? It's very hard to do. So doing all those, taking time to reevaluate me, to reflect on me, is so much easier than me to be so concerned about how everybody, and it's not a selfish thing. It's a self-care thing. And some people don't know how to self-care. Some people think that that's being selfish, but you have to be able to take care of yourself before you can take care of anybody else. And when you're mentally and emotionally not in a space to be able to do that, that's kind of dangerous. When we can't look within ourselves and see what we, how we're put together mentally and emotionally, it's kind of hard to go to a point where you're trying to help everybody else and you're trying to be the comforter and you're trying to be the in-between person and you're trying to do this. You have to come to a point where you gotta, you know, take your time. And I'm telling you guys, the things that I'm doing now is helping me so much not to always have the bad habits I used to have. The self-doubt, the idea that everything's gonna fall apart if it doesn't go a certain way. That right there, I have to work on. I mean, I'm working on it, but it's better. Another thing I'm doing is every morning, and I tell everybody this, I get up and I take some time out my morning and I listen to Les Brown. Les Brown has really, really, really helped me, have given me the motivation. If you guys don't know who Les Brown is, he is a motivating speaker. He's been around for years. He's been in the business for maybe over 40-something years. He's an African-American motivating speaker. And he's been really, 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 I'm seriously, helping me with being able to get that motivation in myself, understand how important it is for me to concentrate on me, to make sure I'm in the spot that I need to be in and stop worrying about everybody else. Just make sure I am. And when I concentrate on me, I can see, I can focus better and I can concentrate on me and I can see the difference in me. And it's not for everybody else to notice the difference in you. It's the difference you feel in yourself. And he's really been able to really help me with that. And also, I also like to read a lot of affirmations. Affirmations are great. I try to do one every morning and read it to yourself. Like read it three times in the morning and then three times in the evening. And it really helps. It really, you know, really gives you that motivating factor that you're missing. We don't manifest the things that we want in our lives. We talk about it, we work hard for it, but we don't, first of all, first and foremost, we don't manifest it in our mind. If you manifest it in your mind, then it's easier for it to come out in the actions that, because if that's what it's supposed to be, the universe is going to make sure, because you're trying to do something that is right, something that is going to not only help you, but help other people. So I try to do that every morning. And I can truly say that I found in me a peace that I thought I would never find, because I've tried everything. And when you've tried everything and you haven't actually tried to look within yourself and see where you're wrong at and handling your anger, because I get angry a lot at times, and I try so hard to hide it. I don't, because I don't want that side of me to show all the time. So I work on that on a daily basis. I work on my anger, because everything in my life is not like it's supposed to be. So I have to work on, how do I handle the things that I can't control? How do I handle the things that are not going the way that I want them to go? Sometimes you have to let go and move forward to the next thing. And that's what I'm learning to do. And I'm hoping that with You Can't Clip My Wings could be a way that we all can learn from the ideal of not trying to control every moment, but being able to take the moments that you can learn from and use those in other situations that you're dealing with. Because a lot of things are very similar. It's just the reactions we give to them when they happen. And that's very important, that we pay attention to our reactions to certain situations that happen. Everybody's not going to be able to do that. I'm being honest with you. A lot of people are not going to be able to do that. But I think if you as a person just kind of concentrate on you and get you together, I think it's not none whatsoever. I think you can master it once you start doing it. When you make some heart-wrenching decisions, when you go deep within yourself and really, really think, what is it that I am doing that is not favorable for me in the path that I'm going on? When you can sit down and list those things, and then one by one work on trying to get rid of them, I promise you, it's like a cloud opens up and the sun shines and the rainbow comes out and the whole nine yards. You'll see a difference. And I'm telling you guys, I'm not saying this to say that it's not real. This is real. And I feel so much better. I almost feel like crying because I feel so much better, because I never thought at 57, I was thinking at a younger age that I would realize all of this and kind of move forward in my life. I never knew that me being and another thing, you have to look at your character, how you see yourself. What I found out about me, I broke it down, is that I found myself being an enabler, being an independent, a person, a codependent. I'm sorry. That's my phone. I found myself being an enabler or codependent and allowing people in my life to just do just what they do and not move forward and say, okay, let's do it this way. I find myself at a plateau because I guess when you think about when you're changing things, changes causes disruptions in a cycle. So when that disruption happens, you come into play and you're, okay, let's calm it down. You're always that person who's always trying to keep things the way they are so that that change won't happen. Well, I realized that, and you have to really look outside yourself to see these things. So when I realized that, that's when I started working on what I need to do for me. It's not about having a non-caring attitude. It's having an attitude that you need for yourself, because at the end of the day, if anything happens to you, guess what? When you die, only you are going to be in that casket. Nobody else. Only you're going to be, if you get cremated, you're the only one going to be in that urn. Nobody else. Okay? So you have to understand how important it is for you to take care of you first. And because we don't do that, it is kind of hard sometimes to move forward in our life. So once you can be comfortable with you, look at yourself, look at what you're doing, measure what you're doing, check yourself, because you have to check yourself. And I'm telling you, I have to do it on a constant basis, because I have a tendency to come off kind of abrasive to some people, but I'm not really being abrasive. That's just who I am. So I have to kind of sometimes count 1, 2, 3 before you say something, because people might take it the wrong way. But after a while, it's hard to be the way you used to be, because you're going to become practiced in how you approach people, because you can't approach everybody the same way. You have to work on how you deal with people. And so coming to those kind of conclusions for me, helped me so much. We have to learn how to not react to certain things. And it's hard when you've been doing it that way all your life. And what I've learned is some people are comfortable in their discomfort. As long as they can make you uncomfortable in your comfort, they're fine with their discomfort, because their discomfort becomes who they are. They don't see it as a discomfort. They're comfortable with the way things are, because they don't see anything wrong. And if you can't see or feel, this doesn't sound right, this doesn't look right, if you don't have those warning bells going off on yourself all the time, you won't see it. And it's not about changing for other people. It's really about you changing for yourself, because you have to deal with you. Because after a while, people don't want to deal with you, because they're tired of this back and forth, and not knowing how to approach you, because you made yourself unavailable and unapproachable. And so you have to fix all that if you want it fixed. Some people, like I said, some people are comfortable in their discomfort because they don't see it as a discomfort. You know, they don't see that they're making other people miserable. They don't, and some people just don't care. Well, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to make anybody miserable. I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. I don't want people to feel like they can't approach me. I don't want to be that person. And actually, I know that I don't have to be that person. So when you come to the decision to want to change that in you, and I'm not saying everybody is like that. I'm just saying that we have to reevaluate ourselves. And I'm telling you, to add on to that, is that having someone that you can talk to helps out a lot, because people can tell you how you are. You can't get upset about it. You have to say, okay, if you see me like that, how many other people see me like that? And it's not about people pleasing. It's the idea that maybe I do need to change. Maybe I do need to check how I say things. Maybe I do need to not do this over here or do that over there. Maybe I need to change the way that I handle my situation. And when you come to that point that you want to do that, because nobody's forcing you to, when it's your turn, you'll do it just like it's my turn. And I got to work me. I'm just saying, when you come to that point in your life that you want to do that, then by all means, do it. Take that time out and work on fixing you. And so I named tonight's show is Where Do I Start? And I can truly say I have to start with me. I have to have a clear mind. It's just so amazing how me changing my attitude, how many doors have opened up excuse me, in the last, I'll say, 3 weeks for me, an opportunity I would have never thought would take place. But that mindset, changing that mindset opens doors for you. You have to change how you view yourself. You have to change your surroundings. You have to change things that you know that are not helping you be the person that you want to be. So I say this, look at yourself. If you're not pleased with how things are going on in your life, and you're not pleased with how you see yourself, take time out and get some self-help books. Get some motivating books. Get people around you that are encouraging and people who want to be a support system to you. That sometimes can be very hard, having a good support system. Because some people pretend like they want to support you, but in reality, they really don't. Because some people be right next to you and want to watch you fail. In so many words, they'll tell you they want to watch you fail. But you're so wrapped up in them being the support that you don't see it. So you have to be very, very careful when you put a support system together, who is in your support system. And maybe ask them why. Why do you want to support me? Why is it that you want to be around me? Why is it that you want to help me? Because some people have ulterior motives, and you have to recognize that. And some people will help you to fail. Yes, they'll help you right down the road to failure, and they'll be smiling all the way. So you have to understand that you have to be, and the only way you can do that is for you to go within. To get a clear understanding of everybody around you, your atmosphere, you, first and foremost, you have to have a clear understanding of who you are. And like I said, I am just so amazed how my mind thinks, my change of the way that I think has opened so many doors. And it's kind of scary, but I'm able to move forward and take my time and make good, solid decisions, decisions that I won't regret making. And that cannot happen unless you change your mindset. Now, I did something, and I know why I did it. I took it out and I ordered a transformation journal. And I love it. I haven't used it all the way yet, but it breaks down. I want to read some of the questions it asks you that makes you dig deep into yourself to see how you see yourself. Now, the name of this book is, and I know you guys probably have heard of it, it's Law of Attraction, and it's a 30-day journey creating your dream life. And it's by Frederick Toilin. And it's amazing. It asks you some questions like, what is my life statement? How would I love my life to be? What is my vision statement? How would I contribute to this world? And it just like kind of breaks down and it makes you really, really think. And I was like, man, you have to really sit down and really go through this and actually read what it says and how you're feeling on today. And I mean, this is awesome. Now, another thing that I'm still working on is being able to know how to meditate. I know how to meditate. I just haven't actually put myself into the position to do that. Meditating, just taking time out and just thinking and pulling things out that shouldn't be there. Meditating on the goodness of life and why you're here. Meditating on how you want your day to be, because that's very important. Also, this book also talks about different affirmations. When you're feeling good, joyful, love, appreciated, when you're enthusiastic, hopeful, when you're frustrated, impatient, boredom, pessimism, irritation, when you feel overwhelmed, blame, discouraged, worried, doubtful, disappointed, angry, hatred, rage, jealousy, and revenge. And when you feel depressed, insecurity, guilt, unworthiness, fear, grief, powerlessness, and you feel like a victim. Now, these all have affirmations, and I think they're so awesome. It says, for an affirmation for bliss is, I love unconditionally and I enjoy my life. I let go of all attachments and set myself free. I envision my life in perfect bliss. I love my freedom. I give and receive with an open heart. More and more good things are coming to me. You get up in the morning and say this every morning to yourself. Okay? Let's talk about something that when you're depressed. I am loved despite my sadness. My discomfort will not last forever. I am separated from my depression. It's just a feeling. I allow myself to let it go. I accept and let go of my blank easily, whatever it is that you're talking about. I let go of fear. I love and approve of myself. The situation works out for the highest good. I kindly ask for help and guidance, and I am safe and sound, and all is well. And that's when you accept and let go. If you can say to yourself, okay, I feel this way because now I need to let it go. I don't want to continue to feel this way. So I have to change that. And I think it's important that we even strategize in what we want out of our lives. Where do we start from? Put together a 5-year plan. I did a 5-year plan because in 5 years, I know I'm going to be 61 years old. And I know a lot of things that I'm doing now, I'm not going to be doing. I'm going to resign or retire myself from doing it because I want to do something else. And again, like I said, a lot of things you don't have to tell other people. You can keep it to yourself and just watch. Manifest them. Manifest those things and see what happens. Another interesting thing in this book, how it makes you, it makes you write down things, okay? It talks about your spiritual goals, personal development goals. They want you to write down relationship goals, career and business goals, financial goals, health goals, free time, and family goals. So it's asking you to break down what are your goals for different things. When you spiritual goals, and believe it or not, it says making a difference in charity, education, your personal development, spiritual growth, therapy, and training, which I do therapy, relationship goals, family, friends, mentors, business alliances, staff, career business goals, new job, self-employed, sales value. What are your goals for your business? What do you want to see? Financial goals, income savings, investments, and net worth. Health goals, lose weight, feel younger, eat better. Free time and family goals, days off, trips, hobbies, and special events. Today I wrote a blog, speaking of days off. I wrote a blog today, and you can't clipmywings.com. One of the blogs I wrote today was talking about not working on the weekend. And I was explaining in the blog where you might not, as an entrepreneur, in that spot to be able to say, I can't work weekends just yet. But you'll get there. And that should be one of your goals, just like I just said. That should be one of your goals, that I do not want to work on the weekends. So I'm going to make sure my business is thriving enough where I don't have to. And if I have to, I would love to have hired employees that could work the weekends for me and represent the brand, which turns around represents you. So those are the things that you can strive for, and those are goals. And like I said, I have a 5-year plan, and little by little, I'm going to write them off, the things that I've actually accomplished. Another great idea that I didn't discuss that is a vision board. I think it's awesome to do a vision board. A vision board also is a manifestation board, where whatever you have on that vision board and you affirm it, you can manifest it. Isn't that interesting? So that's another way of changing you and having goals and aspirations. And you guys, I want to say this. I'm not saying don't rush it, but what I'm saying is take your time and know what you want. And don't second guess yourself. That's what we do a lot of. When we're not sure, we second guess ourselves when the first answer you gave was actually the right answer. And when you're not sure of yourself, second guessing yourself becomes very much part of who you are. So you have to change that. If you make a decision, stick to it. Don't change. Don't say, nah, well, I better not. No, if you want to do it, do it. Because time is not waiting on anyone. It just doesn't. Time doesn't wait for anyone. Time is not especially for you. Time has no rhyme or reason to it. You have to create the time that you want for yourself. You have to do it. And I just look at, and I'm not saying that I'm going to die or anything, but I look at my family members that are younger than me. I just recently had a cousin that passed away, and she was only in her 40s. Remember her when she was a little girl, and she's gone, you know. And I look at that, and that's another reason why things in my life I thought I needed to change, because I'm watching younger people passing away right around me. Two people that I knew, one lost her son. Someone shot him. He was only 17. Her grandson, I'm sorry. And the other young lady who lost her son, he was only 25. So, and I'm not saying that's what's going to happen to me or anybody. I'm just saying these things are happening all the time. So what have you contributed to your life? What have you contributed to someone else's life? What have you done to make other people happy or fulfilling? Have you fulfilled anybody else's life, or you just thinking about your life? You know, you're the only one who's important. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm saying one of the things that this says is, well, actually, it's one of the first things is charity, giving back. Spiritual goals, making a difference in charity. Okay, so that's a spiritual goal. So what have you done for other people that makes you fulfilling? Do you do anything to help other people? Do you talk to people? Do you encourage people? Do you motivate people? And those are the things I'm saying. I'm asking you that, but I'm asking myself that too, because those are the things I love doing. I love making sure someone else is happy, in a sense. I love helping other people. I do. And I'm just saying to you, doesn't necessarily mean you have to, that be your charity, because you can do charity in so many ways. But whatever you choose to be, make sure that's one of your goals, is to make sure you're giving more. If you go to church, if you're a church-going person, make sure you pay attention to how you give, what you give, and what your spirit is feeling when you give. Because sometimes, you know, we just give, and we don't pay attention to how it affects us, you know. How does it affect you when you give? Do you feel good? Do you feel like you accomplished something? Do you feel like you had to give? All of that encompasses in how you are projecting your giving, your reason to be charitable. So those are the things that I basically kind of just leave with you guys. I want to talk more about the law of attraction, because I'm telling you guys, I have not done the book yet, but I'm reading it, and it's just like amazing me. I actually haven't done anything to it at all. And on top of that, I also have a weekly planner, which for 2020, that covers the whole 12 months in the year, a weekly planner. For you can find that on the website. You can't clip my wings, and how to plan your life accordingly. So those are the things that I love to push and be motivated about. So you guys, I got 13 more minutes. I guess I can yabber a little bit more. But let me do this. Let me go to a commercial, and we'll be back.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested. So pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. Take one.
Behold the angry giant.
Try it again, Alberto.
Behold the angry giant.
Perfect. Good luck tonight.
Behold the angry giant.
Yay! Read me another one, Dad.
This is WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
We are back here. That was Sade, Your Love Is King. You know, hey, it's Valentine's, so I think that was a very appropriate song. What you guys think? Anyway, we got 7 minutes left in the show. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight. Hopefully, I can do this again. I just thought I needed some time to do this show, just to do a test run, because I think it's very important that I'm able to give out that information. Now, I'm going to try and do something different. I want to try to do some affirmations each time we get ready to stop the show or right at the end of the show, something to think about. Let me see. Here's something very interesting to do. I'm going to read this, and I want you guys to keep this in mind. It says, and this is by Shine Joyce C. It says, today I release toxic thoughts and emotions, unhealthy environments, unfruitful relationships, thoughts of revenge and unforgiveness, thoughts of envy and strife, negative words I spoke about others, negative words I've spoken about myself. I let it go today. Right now, and I live a life filled with love, peace, and freedom. Wow. I like that. I definitely like that. I definitely like that. So I am going to leave you guys with that. Again, I want you guys to check out our website, youcan'tclipmywings.com. That's youcan'tclipmywings.com. And we have our because we have some real interesting things. And as we go, we're going to bring out some more material. I'm going to bring out my book that I'm working on. It's going to come out soon with the workbook. So you guys can work on how you feel about yourself. And again, if you have an opportunity, I'm not promoting other people's material, but I do think it's very important, or it's a great idea to get this Law of Attraction journal, 30-day journal. Now, it also says I went, and you can actually go to YouTube and read up. They have a certain pen that you can use where you can stick the book back. You can put the book inside the microwave, and it erases everything that you already wrote in there. And then you can rewrite it again. So you can reuse the pages of this book over and over again. I thought that was so awesome. But I forgot the name of the pen. I got to figure out what the name of the pen is. I got to watch the video again. But in the meantime, you guys have a great weekend. This is Lita. It is a Friday, and You Can't Clip My Wings presents Where Do I Start With? Podcast for right now. Because, you know, my names change all the time. Okay? So, you guys, thank you for hanging out with us. And again, this is Lita. You Can't Clip My Wings presents Where Do I Start? So you guys have a great weekend. And I'm going to let you go a little bit early. Bye-bye.